I had an idea for a play about the suffragette Emily Wilding Davison, which I wanted to write and produce for the suffrage centenary, which is happening this year. And I was trawling through some British Film Institute footage that they've made available to the public, enhanced, and, you know, it's beautifully clear, fascinating footage of the suffragettes and suffragists. And all of a sudden, I saw Emily Davison in a procession. The significant thing about this is that there are very few photographs of Emily Davison, because she only became famous once she died for going under the hooves of the King's Horse at the Derby in 1913. She's probably one of the most famous suffragettes for that action. And I knew it was her because I recognised her from another photograph that exists, one of these few photographs, of her on this procession, on this day, with Christabel Pankhurst, who's the daughter of Emmeline Pankhurst, who was the leader of the WSPU movement. And I had my co-writer here with me, Philippa Urquhart, and I screamed out because I knew, well, I didn't know until afterwards, but I'd never seen footage of her before, and I was pretty convinced that the only known footage of her was this Derby Day footage where, you know, she's miles away. And I saw her up close and personal. And the astonishing thing is that the line sort of halts temporarily and she looks directly at the camera. So it was like Emily Davison was looking at me and sort of saying, you know, you're going to play me, so do a good job.